what's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hello, babes.
No.
Care to make a bet?
No.
I bet that in a 12-round match, my tongue could beat up your tongue.
Oh my God. I win. Not the goal.
After he says that, do not call the local boys home and ask if one of their children escaped. Instead, tell him you'd like to hang out and pile drive his tongue.
Oh.
I'm sure he's a fan of world wrestling. And that's when you give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, what's up, sexy?
Oh.
From the gym. How you doing? I just give you a call so I can see what we can hook up later on tonight. You know what I'm saying? My boy is DJing at a and I thought, take a little special somebody to come have some fun with me, and then maybe we can do a little something afterwards. So, you know what I'm saying? Give me a call when you get this, and maybe we can hook up later, and you know.
Next message.
You know what? Both the ladies in this room reacted to "Hey, sexy." How do you feel about pet names with a guy that you just met?
It's a no from me.
Really?
There's no pet name. Nothing is cool.
Also, his voice. I think that was a fake low voice. Like, "Hey, sexy."
I listened to it. And I was like, "Yeah, I'd totally hook up with him."
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I was single, I would have called him.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Hey, twofer, what's up?"
Feel like you know exactly what you're gonna get with that guy.
Yeah.
And
I feel like he could literally be like, "Hi, Brooke," and she'd be like, "Yeah, I'm sleeping with him."
I don't know. Next message.
Hi, I'm just calling to make sure that we're not actually related, and I hope not because you're so hot. Anyway, I remember you mentioned your uncle is a cop, and my uncle is a cop, and I don't know, what's that worst case, like third cousins? Anyway, call me back. Bye.
Next message.
She's making sure they're not related, but okay if it's a distant relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you be related if two people work in the same industries in your family? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Now I'm worried.
Oh.
Next message.
Hey, Courtney. This is Eric. We met just last night. I'm sitting around thinking, I'm remembering you talking about your dog, you know. I mean, I love big dogs, too. I think it was like you had a big dog. And, big dogs. I'd love to, talk more about that with you, especially, they got all these different collars, these days. Does your dog have a shock collar? Because I don't know, because big dogs, they got those big barks, And you got to keep it down, you don't want the neighbors. But I love to wear it. I'm a bad dog, I could be a bad doggy for you, you could just shock me. You could shock me back into submission. So call me back here, okay?
Next message.
Nobody will call you back.
I want to shock him, though.
Oh, God.
I don't
know. No, he'll like it.
I'm hesitant to call this guy a weirdo because we're the ones that shock each other with a dog shock collar every single morning.
Exactly.
In the shock collar question of the day. So he seems like a great catch.
Yeah, that's
exactly
true.
What I was thinking,
I'd
Jeffrey.
Go out with
we can't be. Can't be too hypocritical.
Right.
That's true. I guess you're right.
Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's creeping you out so they can call it and leave an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Bert, where have you been? Been trying to get hold of you forever. You don't answer your stupid phone. Anyway, I'll be out and about. Give me a call. Give me a buzz. Like to talk to you, honey. You don't call me back anymore. Don't you love me? So give me a call. Bye.
Next message.
Brooke, your ex-boyfriend's calling.
How
back
old
again.
Is he?
I don't know. I think I met that guy at a gas station a couple weeks ago. Don't you think he's
too.
A gas station guy?
For sure.
I don't know. You can tell a lot from a person just based on the sound of their voice. And based on his voice, he definitely owns a small pet.
Yeah, good point. I'm with you on that
one. Honey, come here, sweetie boy. Yeah. Oh, what, you don't love me anymore? Oh.
Next message.
Hey, this is again. You haven't been picking up any of my calls, which is weird. I'm just really confused. And so I
found your address from a friend, and I'm going to go to your house tonight, and we're going to talk about this face-to-face, because you're just not answering any of my texts or any of my calls.
Oh.
Bye.
Next message.
Uh-oh. He didn't even hear this to get the warning.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Girlfriend can find his address, but can't find his real phone number.
It's a good point, Brooke. It's a good point.
Next message.
Hey, it's Jason. I want to justify myself, explain myself a little bit. And I feel really bad, and I don't know really how to put this. I've had a couple tequilas just to build up the courage to give you a call, because I feel like crap. But look, let me explain why I said that you look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It's mainly because of that romper thing that you wear, and I know it's like quote unquote fashionable and everything, but like, I'm gonna be honest with you, right? It makes you look a little puffy. And you know, we were having a good time and we were joking, and you know, I said it and I think you took it the wrong way. And I'm sure, you know, when you're not wearing it, you look like a complete like smoke show, totally. I mean, we haven't gotten there yet, but like, either way, I still am into kind of puffier girls, so we should get together and, well, you know.
Next message.
Okay.
He said he was into it.
He said it doesn't puffy matter. Way too many
when
times.
You call to apologize, don't double down the insult.
Exactly.
That is not what you do.
And never do a let me be honest about your appearance.
Yeah,
nobody wants to hear it.
I don't know. I thought it sounded kind of nice.
Don't
compliment me ever.
Yeah.
Like, you look just like, you know, that girl at the football game that's floating above the stadium? So hot.
The blimp?
You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Goodyear.
Yeah. Remember, you can listen to Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.